Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Catalan government in Spain says the jihadist cell, which carried out twin vehicle attacks in Barcelona and a seaside town, has been neutralized, in their words, even though one of the attackers remains on the run. At least 14 people were killed, more than 100 injured in the attacks in which vehicles were used to plow into pedestrians in Barcelona and in the community of Cambrils, both attacks being claimed by the Islamic State. Deakin University's Greg Barton tells VOA Europe is facing a crisis.
The Polo car the attackers were using in Cambrils was sighted in Paris. France has literally 10 times more foreign terror fighters going out than Spain. But Spain's seen a very large number of arrests, at least 173 in the last 4 years, and that might be one reason why we've not seen a successful jihadi terror attack in Spain.
Police suspect that at least 12 people have involvement in the attacks, many of them Moroccan. President Trump will outline the United States' path forward in Afghanistan in a speech tonight. Here's U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis.
The president has made a decision, as he said. He wants to be the one to announce it to the American people, so I'll stand silent until then, until that point.
U.S. military leadership has been waiting for word from the president on a proposal to send nearly 4,000 more American troops to Afghanistan. Nearly 500 bodies have been recovered from last week's mudslides and flooding in Sierra Leone and one of Africa's worst natural disasters in years. Special services for the victims have been held. Hundreds of bodies were buried near the site of a mass burial for thousands.